This morning, the 9th of December 2015, I wrote Strangle Bukowski, a poem, wrote it very, very quickly in filter coffee. I'm not really sure why I wrote it. I think because somehow Bukowski came into my head, and he had been mentioned yesterday in a Periscope. But anyway, I'm feeling pleased that I've written this poem and I've made an audio of the poem. And that was probably the most substantial thing I did at the beginning of the day. I did it after making a Periscope walking along the side of the River Lee. I went into the cafe and I sat quietly there. And I had going round in my head from early morning today the phrase, "The truth shall set you free," and my take on that. So I did a short thought for the day around that idea. So that also pleased me, because I've been thinking recently a lot about this question about what is truth. And oh, I know, this morning I found a blog post, an article, about that truth and about my truth, and it expressed more or less my point of view. So I then had trouble with my battery. I left it behind me. Did a bit of communication with people. Now I've bought a cat flap. Now I'm going to see In-Hand Guides, my client, and for lunch, and have a chat about progress in general with the company, with the sales and marketing person, or the marketing person. What else? And after that, I'm going to find 2 hours or so cut off from all media, all telephone, all emails, all everything, to go writing, so that I might, at the end of that 2 hours, have actually got the gist of the report broken. Jeremy Gould in Listowel, and Patrick Stack, the three of us did something about 4 or 5 years ago. Something came up this morning about it being Jeremy's birthday. So I got in touch with Jeremy and just mentioned the memory of what we did that the Stowel Writers Week Festival. I don't think I want to resume blogging the fringe, a fringe blog from Writers Week Festival. But I might, and especially now because of my own blog, paulhomani.com. Maybe I will. I contacted John Sweeney, who I haven't had contact with for a while. He's the guy who works on kindness and suspended coffees. I left a message for him. Tom Hickey, man, journalist from Cork, who has an extraordinary blog around disfigurement, particularly facial disfigurement. Amazing guy, and I've arranged to meet him tomorrow to actually talk about what happened when he took over the Ireland, the At Ireland account on Twitter. I picked Grace up at 2:30. It's Wednesday. She's normally have swimming, but I know she's intent on getting out of it. And I've got to find vacuum cleaner bags somewhere. I'm not quite sure where I'm going to find them. Thoroughly overcast. Very wet at one stage this morning. Dry now. And I'm hungry, because I haven't had any food. This is bad practice, Paul. Bad practice. You just have to get better at being in a regular habit of eating every 3 hours. I'm going to have to carry seeds and nuts around with me all the time in my bag. I need a container. Okay, thanks very much for listening. Well, actually, one last thing. This morning I listened to the most powerful piece of audio that I've listened to in ages by All One Word, Rick, on Audio Boom. Quite powerful. I've only listened to half of it. I've made notes on the whole lot of it, on the whole lot of what I've read. And there's probably about another 10, 12 minutes left to go. So it is terrifically, poignant and valuable in relation to mental health, because he's suffering from depression and post-traumatic stress disorder. Okay, it's Paul O'Mahony saying cheerio for now. Bye-bye.